This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day state visit to Seychelles this morning to attend the country's Golden Jubilee National Day celebrations as the guest of honour. This will be his first visit to Seychelles since 2015. The Ministry of External Affairs said an Indian Armed Forces contingent, along with two Indian Navy ships, will participate in the celebrations. During the visit, the PM will hold talks with Seychelles President Dr. Patrick Hermini to review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the country's first cooperation-based taxi service, Bharat Taxi, in Gujarat today. Senior functionaries from the cooperative sector, representatives of various institutions, and more than 4,000 Sarthis associated with Bharat Taxi will participate in the program. Bharat Taxi is a digital mobility platform built on cooperative principles. It will initially be launched in 14 districts of Gujarat, including Ahmedabad, Surat, and Vadodara, with plans to expand its services across the state within the next month. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has announced the deployment of 1,000 advisory personnel across the country and the upgradation of the trade portal to help businesses maximize the benefits of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA. Addressing the 10th annual UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, "The India-UK partnership has expanded beyond traditional trade to encompass strategic sectors such as technology, sovereign AI, critical minerals, defence and clean energy." Department of Atomic Energy Secretary Ajit Kumar Mohanty has inaugurated the world's first hydrogen production facility based on the copper-chlorine thermochemical cycle. The facility uses nuclear process heat from the fast breeder test reactor at the Indira Gandhi Centre for Atomic Research in Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu. On this occasion, Dr. Mohanty said the integration of nuclear energy with emerging clean energy technologies such as hydrogen production marks a strategic step towards a sustainable energy future. He added that nuclear power, with its ability to provide reliable carbon-free electricity, is well suited for large-scale hydrogen production and will support India's energy security, decarbonization goals, and sustainable development. In Kolkata, the death toll in connection with the Taratala building collapse has risen to 16. The injured are being treated at SSKM Hospital. Police have arrested 6 people, including a government official, in connection with the incident. The flag of the 3rd Asian Relays Championships 2027 was presented to the Governor of Punjab and Administrator of Union Territory Chandigarh, Gulab Chand Kataria, at the UT Secretariat yesterday. The flag was brought to Chandigarh by Director Sports of UT Chandigarh, Saurabh Kumar Arora, who represented the Chandigarh administration at the closing ceremony of the 2nd Asian Relays Championships 2026 held in Shaoxing, China, where the flag was formally handed over to him. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kataria said Chandigarh was honoured to host the next edition of the Continental Championship. In the FIH Men's Pro League Hockey, India thrashed Pakistan 7-1 at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. After Abu Bakr gave Pakistan an early lead, India staged a remarkable comeback with seven different goal scorers. Sukhjeet Singh and Harmanpreet Singh scored in the second quarter, while Hardik Singh, Jugrat Singh, Abhishek and Rajkumar Pal added 4 more goals in the third. Dilpreet Singh completed the rout with a goal in the fourth quarter. India will next face England tomorrow. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, France defeated Norway 4-1 in Massachusetts, USA, while Senegal beat Iraq 5-0 in Toronto in their final Group 1 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.